time for This Week at Waldorf Part 1. We're proud to bring in legendary wrestling coach Dan Gable to talk about tomorrow's Battle at the Bowman event at the Bowman Fine Arts Center in Forest City. Coach, good morning. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your time with us today.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
And, of course, tomorrow is Battle of the Bowman. It's featuring yourself and Jim Miller. I know Coach Dickinson invited you up. Tell me about what we're going to be seeing tomorrow night.
Well, we're going to be seeing some, hopefully, some very good wrestling. I know both coaches are really into this sport, and they really want to put on a good show for the local people. You know, I know that both schools that are wrestling here have men's and women's program. So that's really ideal for what our sport is, and it's kind of growing big time. But more than that, you know, I'm just looking forward to intermingling a little bit. Jimmy Miller is looking forward. Between myself and Jimmy Miller, we have 25 NCAA championships in wrestling. And so we're looking forward to intermingling with some people before the event, watching a good event. It's unique. It's not in a normal gymnasium. I like that. And, you know, it's in the Arts Center. And then afterwards, stick around a little bit and mingle a little bit again. And I think people like myself and Jimmy Miller, we have a lot to share with people because of the success we've had with other people, and I think that's really valuable.
Talking to Coach Dan Gable about Battle at the Bowman tomorrow. Event starts with a VIP situation, and then general admission opens at 5:45. And of course, Waldorf is taking on Iowa Wesleyan. And Dan, maybe I'd like to take an opportunity to have you talk about first of all, your relationship with Jim, and for those that are uninitiated, everybody's heard of Dan Gable, but maybe not everybody's heard of Jim Miller. So can we talk about Jim a little bit?
Yeah. Well, Jimmy's a little bit younger than myself, not too much, but he actually trained with me when I was working out at the University of Northern Iowa before the Olympics back in 1972, and he was a younger athlete, and he was at UNI, and he came in there and trained with me a little bit, helped me go to the Munich Games and win and dominate the Olympics. So when he came back, he kind of started following my coaching career a little bit, as well as getting in the coaching career. And he actually has brought his team down to our summer wrestling camps. You know, that was for high school kids, but he brought his college team down. And he stayed with us all week, five or six days at one time, and went through all the sessions that we were putting on because we were dominating college wrestling at that time. So, you know, that's an example of doing a lot with kids in the summer when it's supposed to be off. But he got them together, and he just witnessed what was dominating the college wrestling scene. So Jimmy also is the executive director of the Dan Gable Wrestling Hall of Fame in Waterloo, Iowa. You know, after he stepped down at Wartburg, he is the executive director. And so we have a museum it's named after me, but it's about the sport of wrestling. And people get inducted into Hall of Fames, and we have events there. We have a wrestling room in our museum, and high school teams and little kids' programs run there and come and work out. But he's a day-to-day a director of a wrestling museum that we don't have too many of around in the world. Maybe there's a couple overseas, and you might have a few here and there. But, you know, you got to have something that kids can come and look up to for their future to be great.
Talking with wrestling legend Dan Gable, and you alluded to the Olympic gold medal. I don't think in my 35 plus years of radio, I've talked to anybody that's won a gold medal. Tell me about the process of that and what that was like.
Well, I had, you know, that's 1972, but and I was 23 years old. But I had a wrestling room, just a small one, 12 by 12, in my basement. During high school, during college, when I go home, I'd have that place to train. I have all the facilities. My dad, for birthdays, bought me weights and bought me a small sauna, you know, when I was probably a junior in high school. And, you know, it's just part of the training and giving somebody an opportunity to be who they can be. So, you know, I didn't have to go very far. And my high school was a tremendous high school. I had one of the greatest high school coaches of all time, Bob Siddons at West Waterloo. And so I lived right across the street. He gave me a key to the gym, and you can't do that today, but I mean, yeah, you can, but you might get in trouble a little bit more than you would back in those days. But I was a kid that was pretty much driven from early on. I had a great family to give me that direction away from home as well. The YMCA, I was involved with that. I was actually a state championship swimmer at the beginning, but I knew that my future was going to be in wrestling because I liked that sport the most. And of my size, I wasn't going to be a professional football player. So anyway, I day to day, and it really hasn't changed. You know, I have a wife and Kathy, and I have 14 grandkids, four daughters, 14 grandkids, and they're all doing pretty well. But there's reasons, and the reasons are you pay attention, you give them opportunities, you see what they want to do, and you give them some guidance, and that's kind of where I'm at. I really feel like you know, this event that we're having up there tomorrow, and I saw where it wasn't sold out. I mean, there's like 650 seats. Mm-hmm. It's in an art center. When I saw there maybe 400 people showed up, I said maybe they, you know, need a little boost. He was trying to get me there last year. And so when I don't like an empty seat in the house. And by that, I mean in the gym or in the art center or wherever it is. It's going to be a good wrestling meet, and it's going to be a good atmosphere. I'm just trying to help fill that arena and promote the sport to whoever might be interested, because this state of Iowa is known for a lot of things. And if you narrow them down, they're really known for farming and feeding the world. And I'll tell you, we've had a lot of national wrestling championships in this state of Iowa. We've had a lot of world and Olympic champions, a lot of NCAA champions. And you know what? That's known throughout the world as well, and you'll be surprised what fame, by that I mean just excellence, does for that area or that state. So that's why I'm coming up there to try to help fill that art center.
Mm-hmm. And Battle at the Bowman is tomorrow. Dan Gable, Jim Miller are going to be in town, so it's a very, very special event. General admission access beginning at 5:45. Coach, again, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk to you about the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the very, very special moment for you a couple years ago.
No, anytime you can win the highest honor a civilian can get, you, in spite of what's going on in the political world, and if you read what the honor is, you know, you're not going to pass that up. And if you even considered for that, that means you've done quite a bit with your life. And for me, it was just one more piece of a motivation that makes me continue to be fired up every day of my life. So, you know, I was pretty honored to get that. I probably didn't really know exactly what it was when they first approached me, but it didn't take long for me to understand that this is something that is a true honor.
Coach, I want to thank you for your time today, and looking forward to seeing you out there tomorrow with Forest City in North Iowa.
Right, and again, my understanding is I'll be there extra early to be involved with, I think it's called VIP a ticket, mm-hmm. And I just will intermingle and talk to a lot of people, and hopefully that will be good as well, so we can improve and fire up all the people that's living around Forest City.
Yeah. Coach, thank you. Pleasure to talk to you. Have a great day and safe travels up here.
Thank you. Take care. Yeah, bye.
That is a legendary wrestling coach, Dan Gable. And again, Battle at the Bowman is tomorrow at the Bowman Fine Arts Center in Forest City. General admission tickets, $8. $5 for alumni, $4 for children 12 and under. VIP experience tickets, $50 in advance. It'll be $60 at the door. So for more information, contact Coach Dickinson. Get a hold of Bowman Fine Arts Center, and they'll get you hooked up. So on behalf of Coach Dan Gable, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation.